Well, let's see if we have our special guest, Jim Novelli, coming up here. Let's see if he's on the line first. Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, very good. Well, I'm going to introduce you, toot your horn a little bit. Jim's going to be on the line with us until about 5 minutes after, and then we will move over to Kate Keenan, who's also our regular guest on Morning on the Salish during this COVID-19 crisis. But I want to introduce Jim. Jim is Executive Director for Discovery Behavioral Healthcare. And he was born in New York City, and he received his BA from the State University, New York College at Fredonia. And he got his master's degree from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. And he's been involved in the behavioral health field for 23 years now at both community and state level. And he's worked in the states of Illinois, Montana, prior to moving to Washington. Jim Novelli, welcome to Morning on the Salish.
Well, thank you for having me aboard. I appreciate it.
Well, so glad to have you, because behavioral health. Now, there's a subject that people have, rightly so, have sort of tended to confuse with mental health, but they overlap one another, and they're actually, behavioral health is related to mental health. But maybe you give us a little bit of background about that and what the salient points are about behavioral health.
Sure. For years, behavioral health, really originally described that, about behaviors that prevent illness or promote health, right? And that's what it referred to generally. How you can physically stay healthy, eating, nutrition. And then later on, the term began to include behaviors that also help people, like, manage disease. And then most recently, really what's happened is behavioral health kind of assumed and taken under its wing mental health, even though it's a separate entity in a sense, but it is part of behavioral health now, because it's become more wide-reaching term in the sense of looking at one's behaviors. So our behavioral health refers to not only mental health, psychiatric and counseling kinds of things, but it also includes mental health and substance abuse, which encompasses a real kind of continuum of prevention, things like intervention, treatment. It's really important, though, that behavioral health is a blanket term that covers all our behaviors that, affect our health. And mental health is one of those things. We've moved over the last couple of years more into this holistic view of well-being, of what affects an individual, and mental health and physical health are really intertwined. When we're not doing well physically, sometimes we struggle mentally, and vice versa. When our mental health is poor, our physical health sometimes can suffer.
What a concept, eh, Jim?
Yeah.
We're organic human beings, aren't we?
Right. And then, they feed off each other, and it's important. And it's a different way of really, now everything is behavioral. And some people, and I like behavioral health because I think it's less stigma attached to behavioral health. When you say somebody has a mental illness, a mental health is that whole stigma that comes out of, oh, that person has a mental health issue. when you have a physical health issue, there's very little stigma attached to that. And, years ago, I used to teach a community college class, and I used to, say to the students, I said, you'll have people, mothers that'll cross talk with each other about what happened to their son or daughter. They saw that they went to the hospital, what took place, whether they broke a leg, broke an arm, or they have a medical illness, and they're not afraid to discuss that. But very rarely will people discuss that my son and daughter or somebody in the family is struggling from a mental illness because of the stigma attached to it.
And it's not really it really shouldn't be a stigma. It's an illness. It needs to be treated. And it's a pretty amazing statistic that one in five people will experience mental illness during their lifetime. So it
Absolutely.
Means that varying degrees of challenges that people have in life.
Absolutely. You can have a very severe, there's severe and persistent mental illness. There's some that are very severe, some that are more, I would say, in a sense, less severe. But all of them have a hope of recovery, a hope of, they may not get cured or disappear, but with therapy and medication monitoring and those kinds of aspects, recovery is possible to the extent that people can still be very active in society. In fact, some of our greatest people in history have histories of mental illness, such as, just to quote a few names, Abraham Lincoln, Beethoven himself, Van Gogh, Ernest Hemingway, Winston Churchill, Charles Dickens, Patty Duke. I can go on and name people, and Michelangelo. These are some of our historical greats, all had some issues with mental illness in their past. They were described differently back then. Abraham Lincoln, for instance, if you read the literature, suffered from melancholy at times. Well, it probably was a term that back then used to describe depression. So, it's more common than people think. And, this is maybe Mental Health Month, is a month that we really try to highlight, that there is hope and there is a recovery with mental health issues.
Well, especially right now, Jim, because we have people, all of us are, to one degree or another, experience what it means to be isolated, that feeling of isolation, mm-hmm. feeling of loneliness, and some of the ingredients for people coming to the brink at times. And so these are important times for entities like yours to be existing.
Yes, and right now, what we're going through with this pandemic is something that unfortunately in my years of living, I've never seen anything like this, and hopefully never again. But obviously we don't know what the future holds, but a lot of people are seeing something that is just a couple of months ago couldn't have imagined that this is where we would be in the month of May, on the beautiful peninsula, and we're stranded, we're stuck at home, unable to do the things that we normally do. So it really does have an effect on us, and it does affect our mental health, and it creates some behavioral, let's say behavioral issues for us, because we may act ways that are may lead us to ways, if we're not careful, of not taking care of ourselves, and increasing our anxieties and our fears. And what we try to do in our world here is help people that come in and are struggling with anxiety or, being depressed literally because of what's happening, and ways of monitoring that and taking care of that. There are certain steps that people can take to help relieve some of that.
Well, we have about 5 minutes to be able to talk about that a little bit, about what you do. But I want to remind everybody that this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. And you're listening to Morning on the Salish, and our special guest right now, for another 5 minutes or so before Kathleen Keenan comes on the line, is Jim Novelli, and he's the Executive Director for Discovery Behavioral Healthcare. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, tell us what are ways that people can be supportive of their friends and family and coworkers who are struggling with challenges like this?
Okay. So, the term social distancing has become part of our language now. And, early on, some of the people in the behavioral health field, the term social distancing really is a segregation, kind of like you're distancing yourself from everybody socially. I like the term physical distancing. That's what we're practicing. We're physically distancing ourselves, but we can still stay socially connected. There's to, pick up a phone, pick up the, do Skype on the internet. We hear everybody using Zoom and Skype and these tools, or FaceTime or whatever your phone may have. Reach out to your loved ones and talk with them. Place a call to somebody, if they're more distant than even, here in the state of Washington. Call friends on a regular basis, talk with them, and you'd be surprised how that helps, because it keeps you connected to what's going on. I mean, you may be talking about, well, what do you do, what you're doing at home, but it breaks the routine. You may want to really be cautious, what behaviors you're practicing at home. I see people on Facebook talking about, putting memes up there about eating too much. And those are things that, can be not healthy for us and make us feel even worse, that you're home and you're isolated and you tend to eat more, maybe drink more, and those kinds of behaviors, which can actually compound your anxiety or your stress or your depression. So really try to live healthy, eat well, keep your system, a proper diet. Get outside in your backyard if you have to, or if you can find a place to walk. Don't stop yourself from literally hiding under the covers or anything like that, because that doesn't make you deal with the situation. So I think it's really important to really look at your own well-being. Again, I think keeping the proper nutrition, eating, and staying away from overeating, overdrinking, and being able to communicate with people using the tools that are out there may be very helpful in getting out and getting some fresh air. Now, if the weather has been a little better lately, I think it's I think it's really beneficial to get out there, even if it's sitting out in your backyard and just enjoying the sun.
Having a routine is pretty important. But it, like anything, and we were talking behavioral health, right?
Right.
One of the things that I always use the analogy of sitting around trying to start a term paper. Once you get into it, you're good. But it's just committing, I think, is the most important thing.
And I think you had it right, but if you develop yourself a routine, get up at the same time each morning, if you're not at work now because your workplace is closed, still try to get up at that similar hour, maybe, do some exercise or do something, make a decent breakfast. And one thing I think really would help is stay away from the media and the TV as much. Get a little bit of information, but too much information, there's so much out there, can be overwhelming. And you can get glued to those 24-hour news stations and just take in so much potential negative information or information that is just, creates anxiety and stress. Just reduce your amount of time, watching that kind of information maybe. Get enough that you keep educated, but at the same time, don't overdo it.
Yeah, and Jim, before we close, with some of the changes coming about, the variances and all the rest of that, besides some important numbers that people might want to, or links that people might want to have that you can give us before we close up, because this is National Mental Health Month, what do you anticipate now that people are feeling maybe a little freer to get out and
I think people will get out or start getting out, and they're nervous, and the anxiety might raise at this point because we really don't know what's out there in the sense of who you run into or if we open too soon or too fast. So I'm really concerned that we'll see a rise in anxiety and some stressors, but there are things out there to help you. There's a crisis line that one can call if you really feel you're in a crisis. And I can give that number. It's 1-888-910-0416.
Repeat that, Jim.
Okay. 1-888-910-0416. If you feel like you need ongoing services, obviously we are operating here at Discovery Behavioral Healthcare. We have doing everything by telephone or video, so we have those capabilities. And our phone number, if you want to call to schedule an appointment, is 360-385-0321. And if you want me, I can repeat that again, 360-385-0321. We also developed a Facebook page here in the last couple of weeks, Discovery Behavioral Healthcare, and it has lots of helpful links on it that you can click on and brings you to information. I think that would be something that may be beneficial to people. Again, look us up on Facebook or our website at discoverybh.org. So there's a lot of links there that you can click to and find information out if that's your way you get some of your information. I know a lot of people do Facebook these days, so we created a pretty spectacular Facebook page, I must say. And our clinicians are here working hard, and they're reaching out to people, and we are still here offering services. We are what we consider an essential service, and we're part of the healthcare continuum. So that's what's important.
Jim Novelli, thank you so much. It's kind of interesting and appropriate timing for May being National Mental Health Month, and it's really good to know that people doing good work like you are out there. So Jim Novelli, Executive Director for Discovery Behavioral Healthcare, thank you so much for joining us today on Mental.
Thank you for giving me the time.
Morning on the Safe Leash. All right. Thank you so much, Jim.
Take care.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.